We're talking with Todd Bontrager, the head coach for the ESAC Raiders here as we take a look at the upcoming season. Last year, ESAC finishes 10-13 on the year overall, 7-4 in a very tough Twin Lakes Conference, tied for fourth place. Lots of experience coming back for Coach Bontrager. And Todd, always good to catch up with you. How has things been going?
Pretty good. It seems like we just ended the season last year, you know. time flies as we all get older.
Have a good off season. Get the kids into the gym, some open gyms. You guys do any traveling?
Yeah, you know, had some shootouts and, one day shootouts and stuff, and had a couple, three open gyms a week, and we had pretty good attendance there, you know, compared to past years. So I thought, you know, we got a group of kids that enjoy playing and trying to gain more experience.
I was going to say, you do have quite a bit of experience coming back this year, Coach. How much is that going to help as far as kind of getting things implemented here before the season starts?
Yeah, that's going to help a lot. We really struggled last year before Christmas with taking care of the ball, you know, passing, that kind of thing. We struggled, and so we have a lot of our guards are back this year, pretty much all of them. So that alone is going to help us a lot, just having more sense of control and continuity. So that'll certainly help. I mean, we're going to have different roles. You know, we have guys that are going to step into more of a scoring role this year with the guys we have coming back, but far from the guard position. But no, it's a good place to start compared to last year.
Be able to keep the same system, or will you be able to tweak or add anything this year with so much experience back?
Pretty similar. I mean, we had to keep pretty basic last year, but you know, you might tweak a few little things here and there. You know, each year your team's identity changes just a little bit, but it kind of depends how the first few practices go and how we can implement things. As far as, you know, you want to keep the game as simple as you can from an execution standpoint, so they're reacting more. We don't want them thinking out there too much. But, you know, we still have a lot of question marks as far as getting consistent scoring from perimeter. We got Luke Wright, who was third-team all-conference last year, gave us 12 points a game last year in the post. So he's definitely our steady guy that we know we're going to get a certain amount of scoring from, security blanket-wise. And Aiden Bondrak gives us good returning point guard and take care of the ball and distribute. And he'll have to pick up his scoring just a little bit, too, this year. We have several juniors that will be in a position where we need a couple of them to step up and be consistent scorers for us in the guard position.
Talking right now with Todd Bontrager, of course, the boys head coach up at ESAC County. Getting our boys basketball preview brought to you. Some of our sponsors include a Corn Belt Telephone, Quant Auto Salvage, and a Motor Inn of Carroll. Coach, you mentioned, you know, Mr. Wright down there in the post, giving you a solid guide down there. What's the post look like? Who's battling to be the other guys to see minutes down there with him?
We try to keep the court spread. So, you know, if we go a little bigger lineup, they're still going to play on the perimeter, but we find ways to get them the ball through cuts and screens and slips and whatnot to get them touches around the basket. But, you know, Luke will be pretty much playing that interior position most of the time as far as low post. We got a number of guys that we kind of consider tying the post players, power forward type players that'll be slashers. You know, Tony Clare was one that did well at times last year from scoring standpoint. He's got some good quickness from kind of playing that four-man spot, if you want to say. And so he's kind of a post player there, and Luke Warnemont had experience last year. He's going to be a good rebounder defender for us. He's not necessarily a natural scorer, but he's going to have to be able to score around the basket with some high percentage points. But he's kind of our bigs right there. Carter Hogreff Sr., if we can keep him healthy, played some minutes last year that, you know, they gave us an opportunity. He's got a soft touch on the ball. But it's kind of our interior guys starting the season.
Backcourt, you mentioned you got your starters back, your ball handlers back. What kind of growth are you expecting to see from those guys? And are there any new guys that might be able to fight in and gain some minutes this year in that front court or the backcourt?
Yeah, I mentioned Aiden Bondrak, you know, he was a very good assist guy for us last year and did really nice second half of the season. Looking to get him more comfortable at finishing around the basket. He has a good ability to get into the lane and create some pass opportunities or finishes around the basket. And so we're trying to improve his finishing ability. At times he was able to hit some threes towards the end of the year there, so we're trying to improve on that. Brody Beckman is coming off an injury. He's not going to be good until maybe after that first week of games, but he's the guy that showed this last summer the ability to get to the rim and finish and score. He plays point guard also, has the ability to do that. So he's kind of a creator guy, can make some things happen. And then, you know, Carter Ludwig ended up being one of our top three-point shooters at last month of the season last year. This is his first year he's coming into a season healthy since his junior high year. So we're hoping Carter can step in there and shoot the ball consistently, has the ability to be a a nice scorer and threat from the three-point line. And Caleb Eichhorn has the ability to hit threes and drive to the basket. He's gotten bigger and stronger this year. So we're looking for big things from him also. So all those guys got good experience last year as juniors.
You mentioned early in the interview scoring last year was one of those areas that struggled at times. Is that a concern coming into this year, and what are some other concerns?
We don't just have real good shooters. So we got to be very efficient with shot selection, taking care of the ball, passing the ball well to get guys in position to take good shots. You know, that's always been a common theme in my teams over the years. But especially this year, we really got to take care of it. Last year, we didn't give ourselves much of a chance the first several games just because we had so many turnovers. And so it starts with taking care of the ball and determining what are good shots and whatnot. But we're looking to create more opportunities with offensive rebounds. It's going to be a high point of emphasis with our guys, especially our interior guys I named earlier. You know, they're going to have to go to the boards hard and so and create other opportunities to score. But I think we have potential for guys. You know, if we can get a couple guys that can hit, be a three-point threat, I think it opens up the court pretty well for us, and I think we can be pretty competitive.
Where do you feel this team will be strong early in the year?
Well, we got Luke Wright. We're going to bang it inside there pretty hard. Got Aiden to get in the lane. We got to get paint touches, as everybody likes to do, but we really emphasize that hard. So paint touches by pass, you know, under your post player or cutters, or just, you know, getting good penetration under control with 2 feet in the lane and making things happen on kickout threes and finishing at the rim and hopefully getting to the free throw line a little bit more.
You guys so used to fighting at the top of that Twin Lakes Conference. How do you feel the conference breaks down, and where do you feel you can fit into the mix this year?
Yeah, it's going to be another competitive year. You know, it's been really strong the last 3 or 4 years. You know, New Fonda and South Central, I should say, they got some really good experienced talent back with several very good seniors. And then Sioux Central's got 2 of the best players in the conference. So those are the 3 teams that are going to be tough. You know, Southeast Valley lost some couple thousand-point scorers, so not to mess with, you know, not to worry as much with them as far as last year having to battle them guys twice a year. But it's going to be very competitive. We are going to be competitive. We're hoping to finish right there in the middle and get a shot. You know, last year we did a great job finishing 4th, had a couple good quality wins there. And we grew a lot last year as a team. And so if we can start out of the box, kind of where we left off last year, and continue to grow, I think we can be pretty decent in that second half of the season.
Your schedule kind of fit you guys this year as far as giving you time to grow and then come on at the end of the season?
No, we're going to be jumping right into it. Woodbury Central is kind of an inexperienced team this year. We got them first at home, so I kind of feel like that's a game we should be able to win. And if we can get that win, I'll give some confidence going. Then there's some tough games. We got 3 in a row, South Central, North Fonda, OABCG, 3 very good teams, very talented teams. So our schedule is actually pretty front-loaded heavy with some good teams there. And we want to compete there, and then it won't be so bad for the next few weeks and kind of get some confidence going. But we'll have our challenges early on. These kids are great kids. They're going to be super coachable. They're going to work hard. And they'll improve throughout the year.
Well, Coach, as always, we look forward to watching your teams play. You guys are always so fundamentally solid, and as you said, the kids will play hard and they'll do things the right way. You do a great job. We appreciate your time here today. We wish you best of luck in the upcoming season and looking forward to seeing you guys here pretty soon.
You bet. Thanks for all your coverage. Looking forward to a fun year.
Absolutely. Head coach at Todd Bontrager again with the ESAC Raiders, back with more of the boys' basketball preview coming up next here on KCIM.